وكنت أسكنا.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Thank you for جزاك الله خيرا.
Just before we take our first questions, a reminder of our telephone numbers, country code 202, numbers 38555-248 or 249, or you can send us an email, ask@huda.tv. Doctor, the first question is from Wafa from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. She's making mention of that hadith which mentions that women are mostly the dwellers of the hellfire, and she's asking why.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. I praise Allah alone and I send the best peace and salutation upon His most beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, indeed, there is a hadith narrated from different ways, and it's a sound hadith. In which did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam get to take a look at the fire of hell? And he once after giving the khutbah on one of the Eid days, he said, يَا مَعْشَرَ النِّسَاءَ تَصَدَّقْنَ. He addressed women and said, give in charity and give in abundance, in charity. Since I have seen you, the majority of the dwellers of fire. Why? The Prophet ﷺ explained. For two reasons. يُكْثِرْنَ اللَّعْنَ وَيَكْفُرْنَ الْعَشِيرَ. He said, because they curse a lot. And يَكْفُرْنَ الْعَشِيرَ, the word كُفْرَ or كُفْرَان وَالْعَشِيرَ is taken from كُفْر, which is denial or disbelief. يَكْفُرْن, they asked the Prophet ﷺ, how do they disbelieve? He said, يَكْفُرْنَ الْعَشِيرَ, in a sense that the wife, her husband might be treating her very well for a decade or two. Mm-hmm. And if one, he does something wrong, she would only remember the bad events and the wrong things. And she would say that, I have never seen a good day with you, and so on. This is very common, and it happened a lot with women. But it doesn't mean that the vast majority of hell are of women. They are worse than men, or men are superior to them in that sense. Because we do have a sound hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the share of one of the dwellers of heaven, of the men, will be the minimum, will have zawjain, will have two spouses, two wives, in addition to al-hur al-ayn. This is something we're addressing only Muslims with, because if you don't believe in the unseen, it would not really help you a lot. Mm-hmm. But as Muslims, as believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the day of judgment, in the hereafter, in heaven and hell, that we are informed that there is something called al-hur al-ayn, the purified women in heaven, for the dwellers of heaven. So the Prophet ﷺ said that each one of us, besides al-hur al-ayn, will have awwal zumratin yadkhulun al-jannah, the first group of men would enter heaven, would have each two wives of humans, human beings, of women of this life. So that indicates that also women in heaven would also outnumber men. Mm-hmm. And that is due to the fact that women in general are outnumbering men. So no one should really take this hadith and criticize women and say, look, the Prophet ﷺ is saying you're inferior, you guys are sinners. في سورة يوسف, امرأة العزيز says, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. One self in general, whether male or female, men or women, sometimes are inclined into sins and evil. This is a human nature, except those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have mercy on them. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked women to make up for this shortcoming, for maybe forgetting a lot, for cursing a lot, to make up by giving in a charity. Mm-hmm. And that's another beautiful indication that the act of charity nullifies sins and intercedes for the person on the day of judgment. So it is not only limited to women to give in a charity. It is for every Muslim to give in a charity in order to wipe out his or her sins and to draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially during this blessed month of Ramadan.